This is Bob Burdell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Well, despite the pandemic, some great economic news. The State Department of Revenue reporting that Oshkosh was second in the Fox Valley region in new commercial and industrial construction for the year 2020. In fact, better than $45 million in new projects were completed. Green Bay topped that list. Kids will continue wearing masks at Oshkosh Public Schools through November. The school district decided to extend the mandate and could do it again. Area hospitals report only two ICU beds are not being used right now by COVID-19 patients. 106 people are currently hospitalized with the virus, 27 in intensive care. The state vaccination rate, by the way, still less than 60%. Page two, some odds and ends as we wrap up the month of September. First of all, congratulations to Generac, the generator company expanding statewide. They plan to add about 50 jobs to their Oshkosh plant. The traveling Vietnam War Memorial Wall will be coming to Oshkosh again. The exhibit will be at the Sunnyview Expo Center later in October. The Oshkosh Common Council now has a game plan to spend that $20 million in American Rescue Plan money. After a discussion on Tuesday night, the council decided to go for Mike Ford's proposal to spend the money mostly on infrastructure projects. Well, for the first time in a couple of years, Oshkosh will be having a job fair. It's set for October 12th from 1 to 4, that going on at the Oshkosh Arena. The jobless rate for Oshkosh, by the way, is currently 4% in the latest report. The annual Coats for Kids campaign is now underway. We talked about it on the radio for years and years and years. If you have a gently used or can buy a brand new coat for a kid, that would be fantastic. They'll wrap up the donations at the end of October. And Donnie Herman tells me he has not decided whether or not he'll make another run for the state assembly. You may remember that Herman lost to the House Minority Leader Gordon Hintz in last November's election. Herman says he's getting a lot of support from Republicans around the state. That is a look at Newsworthy on a Thursday. We'll be back again on Tuesday with more here on the Chamber website. It's sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC.